This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday. Come on in, stay a while. Boys are here, ready to go. We'll check in with Lewis Riddick from the Mothership, former NFL player, get his thoughts on what the Niners are doing. What are the Jets going to do? A couple of pro days today. Mac Jones, another pro day. You probably ramped up the pressure on Mac Jones because he went from, starting to move up a little bit here. Maybe the Patriots get him at 15 to now the Niners are all in and maybe they went up to get Mac Jones. He has a pro day and you have a pro day with Justin Fields. And Justin Fields, he takes the field today at Ohio State, and I believe Lewis Riddick is at that pro day and in Columbus. And in some ways, Fields has become a forgotten guy in this year's draft. I'll take you back to what a source told me a couple of weeks ago. He thought teams were overthinking Justin Fields, that maybe we saw more than enough. And instead of focusing in on that Clemson performance where he was brilliant and played tough and played hurt, 6 touchdown passes, we look at the other games during the regular season, and those seem to trump anything else that he did. From a media standpoint, that's what we're getting about Justin Fields. I don't know what the teams actually think, but that was a source who told me that he thinks that teams might be overthinking Justin Fields, that he is a good player, a lot of talent, and he's going to take a little bit of time. We expect Trevor Lawrence to come in and be successful. I don't. Zach Wilson, I don't expect him to be successful right away. It's really still a difficult job. Joe Burrow did well. Justin Herbert surprised everybody. Tua struggled. We were spoiled by Patrick Mahomes, but understand that he sat out his first year. But he walked in with talent around him. I don't care how good you are. If you don't have talent, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can be a curiosity. If Sam Darnold had Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce in New York, I think Sam Darnold's going to be better, right? I think we could all agree on that. But Patrick Mahomes is still a better quarterback. It's just sometimes it's hard to gauge how good somebody is in college or how good they're going to be in the pros. But there's so much chatter about Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, and Trey Lance. The last time we saw Fields, he was playing through an injury in the Final Four and had a pair of gutsy performances. That's what I want to see. When you're hurt, when you get knocked down, when you're not playing well, but he's big, strong, fast, very fast. He might run a 4.3 40 today. But, you know, he was in the conversation for the number one pick a while ago. Trevor Lawrence versus Justin Fields. I think didn't we have Kirk Herbstreit on? This was months ago, in fairness to Herbie, but he said he would take Justin Fields over Trevor Lawrence. And before you say, well, there's an Ohio State bias with Kirk, Kirk's sons, his two boys, played on the Clemson football team with Trevor Lawrence. But Fields is the next tier of quarterbacks, it feels like. And you've had, I've seen opinions that range from he could be a top 15 pick, or he may not go till the second or third round, which I find highly unlikely. But, you know, that's the disparity you have in assessing his talent right now. Even if Fields isn't the hottest guy, I don't expect him to wait around too long on that first night of the NFL draft. But that's coming up. We'll talk to Lewis Riddick, who will join us from, I believe, Columbus for that pro day with Justin Fields. Houston beats Oregon State last night. It was Baylor over Arkansas, the best game of the night, the controversial game of the night, the ending of the Baylor and Connecticut women's game won by UConn. Here is Gino Auriemma when he was told LeBron James thought that there was a foul that should have been called at the end of the game on Connecticut.
I don't think LeBron's ever won a game on a bad call by the other team, by the other officials. Do you think? I probably doubt it. I probably doubt that in his career he's ever won a game and decided to give it back because he looked at it and went, that was a foul.
What is Gino Auriemma supposed to say? Oh, my God, LeBron said that? Well, then, you know what? We'll give the game back to Baylor. Let's go back on the court and we'll play the last 10 seconds over again. I mean, if you go through the entire game, how many times are calls made, not made? Yes, it was at the end of the game. Did I think it was a foul? Yes. Should it have been called, in my opinion? Yes. It wasn't. Okay. Here is Kim Mulkey, the Baylor women's coach, when she was asked about the no call.
What did you see when Dejanay drove the ball?
What did you see?
I was surprised they didn't call a foul.
Then write it like that. You don't need a quote from me. I've got steel shots and video from two angles. One kid hits her in the face and one kid hits her on the elbow.
All righty. Connecticut moves on, but it was a great battle. Best game of the night. I don't know why the NCAA would have, knowing the draw, now maybe the numbers don't bear this out, but I just like seeing good basketball. It doesn't matter who's playing, just good basketball. And it's been less than inspiring basketball in the men's tournament. It just has. You know, there was no drama last night. And I flipped over and I stayed on that game. I just said, this is a better game, and it proved to be a great game. Now, there are six teams remaining in the men's tournament. Of the six, UCLA has won the tournament 11 times. The other five teams, Baylor, Gonzaga, Houston, Michigan, USC, have won it once combined. They're 1-10 in national title games. The only victory was by Michigan in 1989 against Seton O'Connor's Seton Hall Pirates. You're over that, right, though?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Whoever wins tonight's UCLA-Michigan game will be the only team in this year's Final Four that has previously won a championship. Poll question, McLovin, from the first hour.
Okay, I'll give you a choice of three NFL quarterbacks to start your team with. Sam Darnold, Jimmy Garoppolo, or Mitchell Trubisky. The early results, 54% Sam Darnold, 40% Jimmy Garoppolo, and 6% Mitchell Trubisky.
Yes, Paulie.
This is so obvious why it's this. Because Sam Darnold, he's obviously playing the worst of those three people. There's no doubt. His stats are way worse than the other two quarterbacks. But the promise of Sam Darnold is still out there. It feels like Trubisky's promise is gone, and Garoppolo, it feels like we've seen all his work. It's the promise of Sam Darnold.
Yes.
That's it. People love promise more than actuality.
Yeah. I don't know if people think that when Zach Wilson comes to town with the Jets, that all of a sudden the Jets are going to be great. Because if it's the same roster, I don't care how good Zach Wilson is. He can only do so much. Yeah, McClellan.
So is Sam Darnold like a European 6'9 big man that we don't, the unknown quality now? Because we don't know what he'd look like on a normal team?
Well, it feels like there's an unknown quality. And the fact that the Niners were considering trading for Sam Darnold, that came out yesterday before they made this trade. You know, the Niners wanted to move up. I got a little more information yesterday from my source who said there's an outlier moving up. And, you know, I had mentioned Denver and I mentioned San Francisco. I didn't get confirmation on that. We find out it's San Francisco. And then I found out that they knew they couldn't get to number two. But they did ask, I think they inquired about getting to number two. But then when they realized that the Jets weren't going to trade out of two, they asked about Sam Darnold. And then they were starting to look and they go, okay, is Miami locked in on three? And I think the Niners were surprised that Miami was not locked in on three, that they were willing to move out because they do have their quarterback and they could get the wide receiver or a wide receiver. They could get Pitts. They could get Devontae Smith, Jamar Chase. They were going to get their player. Then, you know, you go to 12, then you go to six. So at six, they feel like they're going to get their player. The Bengals, they, you know, they weren't sure if the Bengals would trade out of that. Because the Bengals may be taking Pitts, they may take Jamar Chase, they may take Penny Sewell, the offensive lineman out of Oregon. So San Francisco is just going, okay, where can we go? Atlanta's going to take a quarterback from what I'm told, and that they don't want to move out of there. But could you move up, not to two, certainly not one, and then three, and then they realized, okay, let's make this deal with Miami, and you know, worst case scenario, we're going to get either Mac Jones or Trey Lance. Or I guess you can throw in Justin Fields. Like that was the feeling that my source told me yesterday on what the Niners were trying to do. You know, it doesn't take long for somebody to tell somebody, hey, I hear they're getting calls. Or I hear they're making calls. This team said that they got a call from. It's just like when I was told about Russell Wilson after we had Russ on and then you had the fallout there and I told you who the Bears were offering to get Russ. And then you get another, you know, source who says, hey, you know, by the way, the Jets and Dolphins made offers for Russell Wilson. But, you know, Seattle is not, they know that Russ is not going to go there. And then I saw Dan Orlovsky had something on the Philadelphia Eagles with the trade that they made with Miami now puts them in a better position to get Russell Wilson. Okay. I love Orlovsky's, you know, opinions and his passion, but if I'm Russell Wilson, why would I want to go to Philadelphia? This is in a rebuild. He's going to leave Seattle, a team that won 12 games, and you're going to go to Philadelphia with a rookie coach. Doesn't make any sense at all. And Russ has the no trade clause. And I brought this up in the first hour. Jimmy Garoppolo has a no trade clause this year, but not next year. Yeah, Paul.
You know, the good news for Russell Wilson in Seattle is they have a total of three picks in this draft. A second-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and a lovely seventh-round pick.
Yeah. Phil in Indiana leads us off this hour. Good morning, Phil. How are you? By the way, the PGA Tour in San Antonio, it's the Valero Texas Open, and coverage starts Thursday on Golf Channel. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Dan. Dan, always a pleasure. Just real quick, I wanted to get your thoughts on the quarterbacks, but that press conference reminded me of a Seinfeld episode. Jimmy likes to be traded. Jimmy likes to be a backup. So it just reminded me of Seinfeld. But Dan, real quick, why do these teams continually kind of put their franchise out there and they draft a guy like Trey Lance where you've only seen him for not even a year and you're really sacrificing your drafts not only for 1 year but maybe 2 to 3 to 4 down the line? And unless it's a surefire thing, Dan, like I get Lawrence at one and I get you know, Wilson maybe at two, but other than that, Dan, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Happy Easter weekend to you, by the way.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. Happy Easter weekend to you as well. It's potential. We love potential. We love what we don't see. I mean, 3 years ago, we loved Sam Darnold, right? That ended quickly. Bears loved Mitchell Trubisky. That ended. The Niners must have loved Jimmy Garoppolo. At the time, he was a Kyle Shanahan quarterback, I guess. Don't love him anymore. Rams loved Jared Goff. Don't love him anymore. Nobody's truly in love. It just feels like, you know, it's passion. There's moments of passion where you just, yeah, we can't live without this guy. We got to go get this guy. I'm obsessed with this guy. Dear Diary. Yes, McLovin.
I find it funny that that caller and everyone else said, oh, well, of course you have Trevor Lawrence and of course Zach Wilson. By the way, like Zach Wilson wasn't on anyone's radar 6 months, and now we talk about him like he's the second coming. And by the way, there's a lot of people said, you think Justin Fields would have ever lost a game to Coastal Carolina? I can't. He would have just run for 5 touchdowns and beat that team. So it's not like Zach Wilson's imperfect. I saw that game. You saw it too. That was not a no-brainer. This is the next Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I'm not sold on Zach Wilson. I think he has great attributes. But even Trevor Lawrence going to Jacksonville, that's not a sure thing. Do I think he has everything that you want in your quarterback? Yes. You know what I want in my quarterback? A ton of talent around my quarterback. Give me a good offensive line, a good offensive coordinator, a head coach who lets me do my job, and you have some talent around me. That's where I'd want to start. Yes, Eden.
Kind of sounds like the Cowboys, except not working out.
Yes, Paul.
So based off that, the Jets should take advantage of this and trade down and surround their young quarterback, a very young quarterback with talent, not start over. The Jets, I mean, don't you think right now the Jets could get a lot for the number 2 pick?
Yes.
Okay. They finally could surround a quarterback with talent instead of saying, okay, we'll just start over.
By the way, I got verbally spanked by source.
Oh.
Yes. Because I said that you got to get your quarterback this year because next year it won't be very good. And so he started bringing up names of quarterbacks. He goes, where was Zach Wilson on anybody's list last year? I said, well, probably won. He goes, yeah. You can't say that there's nobody coming out next year because there'll be 2 or 3 guys where you go, that guy is going to be a first-round draft pick. Where was Mac Jones on your list to start last year? And I said, he probably wasn't on my list. He goes, exactly. So you can't say, well, you're not going to get a quarterback next year. Every year, it feels like there's going to be 1 or 2 guys, maybe 3 guys where you go, okay, he's a top 15 pick. Yes, McLovin.
Oh, I had Zach Wilson. I mean, I saw when he threw 11 touchdowns and 9 picks and went 5-6 as a junior.
All right. Well,
I had Joe Burrow, too. I was like, Ed, you're right. It's impossible. Trubisky hadn't even played yet.
And Joe Burrow wasn't a one-year wonder, but he had maybe the greatest single season a quarterback's ever had. The previous year, I just didn't think he looked great.
Very pedestrian numbers. Yes. I think that counts as a one-year wonder.
It should.
I mean, it depends how you define it.
I was trying to weigh both. Like, this was unbelievable. And I think Joe Brady was great as an offensive coordinator. He had wonderful talent around him. And the previous year, you know, maybe he wasn't allowed to call what he wanted to call or be who he wanted to be. But once they let him go, and Joe Burrow was wonderful. Yeah, McLovin.
To go system a little bit, I feel like Andy Reid could turn any quarterback into a productive quarterback. He really has a track record. It's pretty crazy. Like an A.J. Feely all of a sudden.
Yeah, but I can't say Joe Burrow system quarterback with what he did with the Bengals this year.
No, but no, I was getting back to like what you need around you to succeed. Like I feel like Andy, if you get an Andy Reid, maybe Eric Bieniemy in his next job, like I feel like there's certain coordinators are going to help you have good numbers. Maybe not win all the games.
Yeah, I'm pulling.
I was just looking at the last time a quarterback didn't go in the first round of the draft where a draft had no first. It hasn't happened in decades. And the last time it was just one, 2013, E.J. Manuel to the Bills with a 16th pick. No other first-round quarterbacks that year. Otherwise, it's at least 3 or 4 every year.
Yeah, and that's going to happen next year at this time. We're going to be talking about a couple of quarterbacks. Yeah, McLovin.
I looked up the, you said 1, 2, 3 will definitely be quarterbacks and maybe 4 with Atlanta.
Yes.
That'd be the first time ever.
Yes.
The other times, and that it's gone 1, 2, 3 was 71 with Jim Plunkett, Archie Manning, and Dan Pastorini, and 98 with Donovan McNabb, Achilles Smith, and Tim Couch. It's very rare to even do that. And what does that say to you that there's such a demand now?
It just goes back to these contracts won't hurt you. Whereas it used to, you know, you could draft somebody and you have to pay them a signing bonus and they had to pan out. Now, you know, we whiffed on that quarterback. If you have to trade up like the Bears did, the Niners are trading, like that's when it really hurts you. If you draft a player up in the top 5 and he eventually doesn't work out, okay, but did you trade up to get him? You know, that's when it, that's really a whiff there. Yeah, McLeod.
So in Atlanta, say they did take a quarterback. So that'd be like an Alex Smith, Matt Ryan would mentor him.
Yes. Yeah. And that might be Justin Fields or Trey Lance. I'm still hearing Trey Lance to the Niners, but hey, that's just what I'm hearing. Whether, you know, the Niners aren't going to tell you, but it feels like they're on this transparency tour where they're telling you Jimmy G and he likes to have you light a fire underneath him and those kind of things. All right. Let's take a break. We'll check in with Lewis Riddick. He'll join us from Columbus with the Pro Day for Justin Fields. More phone calls coming up as well. An hour from now, he is the bracket contest smack talker. The actor Bryan Cranston will join us as well. Take a break. 19 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. I've been telling you about Built Bar for a while, and I want to help you out with healthy eating. Built Bar actually makes something enjoyable to eat that's healthy. How about that? It sounds great. Sounds crazy. But Built Bar has solved the mystery of making healthy delicious. Not your typical chalky protein bar. This tastes like a candy bar. Built Bar, 100% real chocolate. High protein, low carbs, low sugar, gluten-free. It checks all the boxes. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use the promo code DP10 at checkout. Get 10% off your order. And there's so many great flavors. I think there's 18 flavors now. Cookies and cream, one of our favorites here. And they come out with amazing flavors all the time. So do your body and your taste buds a favor today. Order a box. Once again, it's BuiltBar.com. The promo code is DP10 at checkout. Then you'll get 10% off your order. It's a healthy bar. It's a protein bar. It tastes great. Check them out. BuiltBar.com. Make sure you use the promo code DP10. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. as a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey, I was a little surprised that the Niners held a press conference. I didn't know if they felt like they were obligated to hold a press conference just because they announced the trade, but I felt bad for Jimmy Garoppolo because it feels like he's the tennis ball and John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan were just volleying back and forth with Jimmy G's future. Louis Riddick joining us from Columbus, Ohio, ESPN Monday Night Football analyst, the pro day of Justin Fields. Louis, thanks for joining us. Have you ever seen a bad pro day?
No, not really. I mean, I've seen ones where, Dan, you know, maybe the players didn't, especially at quarterback, didn't perform maybe up to expectations as far as some of their accuracy is concerned. But I believe Teddy Bridgewater's pro day was one where people thought it should be better than what it actually was. But look, these are the kind of things that at this time of year, absent actual real live games being played, that a lot of importance is being attached to as far as how guys look in these environments. And we know better. We know better than to put too much into it, but it's because we love this sport so much. We'll blow up anything, man. And these are fun. And it is, and I think in this environment in particular, Dan, where people haven't seen each other in a long time, they just want to be around people. They want to see these guys throw. And Justin Fields will put on a show today.
What do you want to see out of a quarterback?
I think first and foremost, look, you want to see, especially if he had mechanics deficiencies, whether it be with his feet, with his release, with the length of his release, you want to see that kind of stuff get cleaned up here. And you want to see him be able to repeat it over and over and over again in the proper new and improved way if he had issues in that way. And I think you want to see ball placement, you want to see accuracy, you want to see velocity. Those are the things you want to see. And if that's what you're looking for in particular today, Justin Fields has that in droves. I mean, this guy can throw the football as good, if not better, than any other quarterback in this draft.
But what's the issue, though?
You know what? I think with him, it's this. You know, I think a lot of times when quarterbacks come out of Ohio State, people have such respect for Ryan Day, and they believe that he is such a masterful play caller and play designer. They want to know how much of it is Justin, how much of it is Ryan. How much is Justin really how much is he orchestrating at the line of scrimmage as opposed to how much of it is Ryan Day? And people want to ask – they want to know questions about – they want to have answers, rather, to – what happened against Northwestern? What happened against Indiana? Is that indicative of a bigger problem or were those just bad days? I spent a lot of time talking to Ryan Day already this morning, and he answered those questions. He said, look, every quarterback's going to have a bad day. I mean, and the play against Indiana, like he said, Justin was trying to win the Heisman Trophy in that one game, and he was trying too hard. And, you know, and he's a human being. He's still a young quarterback. So if people want to, knock him down because of it, then you're going to be missing out on what is really – a very uniquely talented individual. And I think we'll see that today.
How many of these quarterbacks do you think can start right away?
You know, I never want to say that any of them can really start right away. Can they? I guess they all can. Should they? I guess is the better question, right, Dan? Should any of them start right away? I think the arrows point towards Mac Jones being the one who can start right away because he's considered maybe the most cerebral in terms of how much responsibility Steve Sarkisian and Nick Saban gave him in the huddle at the line of scrimmage. And the reason why they did that is to make up for some of the athletic limitations that he had as far as not being able to create when things broke down. Mac had to play within the context of that offense, and he did it beautifully. So I think he's probably the one who people think should be able to play right away at a high level, or at a reasonably high level. But I would not discount any of these other young men because they are all very talented and all very smart.
But it's we have these one-year wonders now, and I don't know how difficult it is. You know, you're a former executive. You're looking at, you know, Dwayne Haskins, one-year wonder. Kyler Murray, one-year wonder. You're just not quite sure what you're getting there. Zach Wilson was competing to start at BYU, and here he is going to be the second pick overall. Like, it's just, it's, I don't know how you do enough research where you go, yep, that guy is real. He's legit here. You know, Joe Burrow, if he had come out his junior year, he's a fourth-round draft pick. He stays and has the greatest single season a quarterback's ever had, and he's the number one pick overall. Mac Jones, we didn't even know who he was. He wasn't on anybody's list. And now he could be the third pick overall.
That's right.
That's a crazy ascension with some of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, obviously a lot of it, I mean, as you know, Dan, is supply and demand. I mean, you have such limited supply of quarterbacks every year, and the demand is so great to find that next one that can lead your team to the promised land. But I think getting back to how do you know, you really don't know, okay? And any scout or GM who tells you that they do know for, you know, with certainty that this guy's going to be great and this guy's not, they're lying. And look, all GMs and scouts want to believe that they invented football and they can tell things that someone else can't. But really what it comes down to more than anything is what are the teams doing to help these players succeed as far as teaching progressions, play calling, surrounding cast. I know people don't want to hear that because people just want to know that, just want to believe that their GM's smarter than the next guy. But really where the GM is going to really set himself up to succeed is what is he doing as far as surrounding this young man, and what is the coaching staff doing? Because I've seen it too many times as a player, and I've seen it in the front office too. I've seen players get ruined because their coaching was just not up to par. And everyone believes that across all 32 teams, that coaching is equal, and you know better. It's not. It's just not. And that's not to be disrespectful. That's just the truth. And some of these guys will be better served going some places as opposed to other places. It just fit matters for these quarterbacks. So until you can tell me all of that, I can't tell you with certainty who's going to be better than the next guy.
Do you think that Zach Wilson is better than Sam Darnold?
I think he's physically, you know, from a throwing perspective, he's more talented. He's naturally more talented throwing the football.
Okay.
And you can see that. But it's the NFL. Look, Jamarcus, who was more talented throwing the football than Jamarcus Russell, right?
Not many.
And for this matter, look, I came on your show and I told you I believed that Dwayne Haskins was a phenomenal talent, and I still do. But it isn't just about how you throw the football. It's how you conduct yourself, how you study, how you commit yourself, what the coaches are like, how much are they invested in you, how much do they believe in you, what kind of play calling do they subject you to. That's really where the money is made, and that's where these guys wind up separating themselves.
But, Lewis, how do you investigate work ethic? If you're a front office executive, because that, to me, I go back to the equipment guy at Washington State was telling me about Ryan Leaf. And he said he doesn't love football, you know, and he turned, you know, it turned out to be true that he didn't love football.
Sure.
He was good at football. He just didn't love football. How do you do an investigative search there to find out if somebody truly loves the game?
Yeah. You know, some of it's going to be, you know, your instinctive gut feel when you have one-on-one interviews with a certain individual and you, based off of your past experiences, does a certain guy develop or rather exhibit the kind of behavior that you've seen other guys who are invested to that degree exhibit? Some of it's going to be word of mouth and really having to trust the kind of sources that you're talking about, whether it be the equipment guy, the grounds crew guy, the security guy who saw this guy showing up at 4:35 a.m. in the morning before anyone else did, putting in the work in the summer when everyone else was on vacation. You're going to take all of that to really try to ascertain whether or not somebody truly loves football. And then you're never going to be 100% on it. But guys, I mean, just like whether it's football or anything else, Dan, I mean, people, you know, I mean, people who perform at a high level, who are unique in their chosen profession, exhibit unique traits and habits as far as their dedication to their craft. And you can pick out the ones who really do stand out. And the ones who really do love it. And some of those guys who are on the fence, hey, I guess you try and stay away from them, but you're just trying to line things up, line the dominoes up enough to where you reasonably feel that this guy's not going to bust out on you because he didn't love the game. That's all you're trying to do. And it's an imperfect science. And that's why every year we have these discussions.
He's Lewis Riddick, the former player, ESPN Monday Night Football analyst. All right, give me the logic behind what the Niners are doing with this draft pick and with Jimmy G.
Yeah, I think for sure that they feel as though, other than Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, they like their pick of Trey Lance, Justin Fields, or Mac Jones. They're comfortable with one of those three. And they feel as though getting up to that number three spot, given what they gave up, puts them in a position where they're going to set themselves up for the future. With Jimmy G, look, he's a high, 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 high priced bridge quarterback right now is what he is. He's a placeholder. It's as simple as that. And the way Kyle talked about it yesterday, look, they want him to be the placeholder. They would like for their young quarterback to not have to play right away. But if you make him an offer that he likes, he will send him to you, meaning Jimmy Garoppolo. He'll send him to you. And I think, as Chris Sims has alluded to and different people have alluded to, the only way that you would really consider sending Jimmy G down the road is because you feel as though the young quarterback that you're going to draft, you have a reasonable chance of getting him ready to play right now with a roster that he thinks can win a Super Bowl. And that's why people are connecting the dots to Mac Jones, because they feel as though he's the guy who will be ready to play the fastest. It's a fascinating, fascinating puzzle to try and put together. And that's what's going to make this whole month so intriguing, because athletically, Mac knows himself he's not on the same level as Trey Lance and Justin Fields. He knows that. But he also knows this. When we talk about quarterbacks busting out of the league, Dan, it's usually because of what's going on from the neck up, isn't it?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with how he performed in a pro day. Nothing to do with how he flipped his hip and threw the ball across field going against the grain. It had to do with something that just was not connecting upstairs. And Mac Jones, no one has that issue with. So is San Francisco really crazy for moving up to number three to pick him? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, but when did Jimmy G stop being Kyle Shanahan's type of quarterback? Because I'm assuming we keep hearing about Kyle Shanahan's type of quarterback. You traded for him. Like he wasn't there when you got there. You traded for him. It's like Sean McVay had Jared Goff. He was your quarterback, and then all of a sudden he's – we don't blame the coach. We always blame the player.
Right. Absolutely. And you know what? I think when you're dealing with human beings – who have changing opinions and changing, mindsets towards certain individuals, I think you have to prepare yourself for people to basically change their minds and go in a different direction. And I don't know what the moment is or what the moment was for Kyle where he felt like I needed to go in a different direction. But I think it's an accumulation of things over time that he watched. I'm sure that Super Bowl probably stings in many different ways against Kansas City where, he has Emmanuel Sanders streaking open in the middle of the field and Jimmy overthrows him, which really that would have won him the football game. They probably win that game if he hits that throw.
But do you think he's still the quarterback? If they win that Super Bowl, is Jimmy G? That doesn't make any sense at all.
No,
Lewis.
You know what? No. I was listening to what you were saying, but I know where you were going with it. Do I think he's still the quarterback if they win that Super Bowl? I don't know.
It's Jared Goff still the quarterback if the Rams win the Super Bowl. Like, is it that tenuous? I mean, I
you know what? That's a great question. That's a great question you just asked. Is it that tenuous? I believe now in the NFL, it is that tenuous.
Well,
because now everything is so hyper-analyzed and patience is not something that's at a premium anymore. It just is. I mean, look what happened to Kyler Murray and Josh Rosen. In consecutive years, they took quarterbacks in the first. In consecutive years. I mean, that was 20 years ago, you would have been like, that guy's getting fired. That GM's at it. But now, that just shows you the mindset has changed, man, and people will flip like that.
How many teams are there today that you're aware of?
All of, from what I hear, all of them except the Rams.
The Rams are the only team not there? Really?
That's what I've heard. But no, I can't confirm that, but I know – That I did hear that may be the only team that's not here.
Lewis, always great to talk to you. Have fun today. Safe travels. Absolutely. And thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, as always.
That's Lewis Riddick from the Mothership, their Monday Night Football analyst. We'll take a break and back with your phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. The great actor Bryan Cranston will join us coming up next hour. He's in our celebrity bracket challenge. By the way, look who's tied for second place in the celebrity bracket challenge, Seton O'Connor Jr. III. John Daly, of course, is leading. Jim Parsons tied with Seton. Then Bryan Cranston is third. Todd Fritz tied for fifth with DC the Brain Supreme. McLovin is sixth. I'm in 11th. Paulie's in 13th there. At the bottom of the list is Peter Schrager from the NFL Network. I don't think he's getting out of purgatory there. All right. Todd, you have emailed me twice, and now you delivered a hard copy of your mock headlines based off basketball last night.
I did do that.
This is a reaction to Ryan in Honolulu yesterday, that you were asleep at the wheel and Ryan swooped in and he had some mock headlines and now you have tried to respond.
I need to be motivated like Jimmy G. You got to light the fire.
Okay. We lit a fire. Okay. You sure you want to do this?
I do.
Okay.
There's a mix of some women's basketball and some men's basketball in there.
You know what you should do is you should write them and have Ryan deliver them.
You're right about that. He definitely has that enthusiastic, I can't believe I'm on TV delivery.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Grin and bear it. Baylor can't turn Paige on no foul call.
Paige Beckers, Baylor Bears. Okay.
Milky Way. Kim has new good idea about COVID testing.
That is so bad. That is so bad.
She has a new good idea about COVID.
Do you want to explain the nougat?
Yeah, and Milky Way is like Milky Way, and nougat is what you might find in like the caramel, that stuff that's in the candy bars.
It's like a triple explanation.
It's horrible.
So she has a nougat idea.
Horrible.
To get rid of the COVID test.
Horrible.
Who's your daddy? Apparently Arizona.
You've used that one before.
Arizona taking down Indiana. Girls Gone Wildcat.
Okay.
Old VHS tapes I still have in the house. Porkoff Razorbacks shaved by Baylor.
All right.
Parkoff. So we didn't win. At least we made the Elite Eight. I thought you'd like that one. You don't like that one. Pig Suey? Coup d'etat. Houston overthrows Oregon State.
The last two are getting better.
That one's okay. Coup d'etat.
There's a pulse.
Okay. Houston overthrows Oregon State. Do you tap out?
Yeah, I guess I should. No, I'll tap that. But I did have one more. You know I like to read all of them.
Go ahead.
Leave it to Beavers. Corvallis comeback comes up short.
All right.
I know you like Coup d'Etat the best. That's all right. I'll take one. But, it's not a good batting average.
But I
gave me an opportunity.
I tested you, and I knew you couldn't stop.
I'm all about quantity and not quality, and that just proves it.
I gave you a laugh. You got a full laugh.
One out of eight. That's not going to get you to Cooperstown or anywhere near it.
No, it will not.
One for eight?
No, it will not. Oh, by the way, I saw with an industry source confirmed that the Mets have offered Francisco Lindor a 10-year, $325 million extension, as first reported by SNY. The best and final belief that should get it done. However, source not with the Mets or with Francisco Lindor's camp confirmed a Newsday report. Lindor, who can be a free agent after this season, has countered. He would like a 12-year, $385 million deal. So he'd get longer, like the 10-year deal is a better contract, but he would get 12 years. He's not going to last 12 years with the Mets. He's a good player. He's 26, but yeah, McLovin.
I would never have the guts to say no to a 10-year, 325, just because I'd be afraid I'd fall down the stairs and break my ankle and lose all that money somehow.
How does baseball sustain these contracts? You know, some of them will turn out to be, and it sounds crazy to say, bargains. But, I mean, Francisco Lindor is a really good player. I just don't know. Like, how many of these players would you say, I'm going to watch, or I'm actually going to go to a game when I can go to a game? And maybe that's not fair to them. Like, if you get your money, you get your money. I don't care what type of industry you're in. I'm just saying from a fan's perspective, all right, I'm going to go out and watch Francisco Lindor. No. Am I going to go watch Fernando Tatis Jr.? Yeah. Am I going to go watch Max Scherzer? Yes. Am I going to watch Mookie Betts? Like, there's probably 10 players that you go, I would actually tune into a game or stay watching a game because that guy's on the mound or coming to the plate. I don't know what that says about baseball, developing stars, but, man, it's a lot of money. Yes. Yeah, Paulie.
He feels like a star. He plays, you know, he does everything. Very good fielder. But he's, you know, 280, 30 home runs and stolen. He's going to steal you 15, 20 bases.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. But that's really great what you have to pay him.
Right. He's never been a top. You know, he finished fifth for the MVP a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's Todd.
Even if there was a significant increase in attendance and jersey sales based on one particular player, does that put a significant dent in the amount of money you're agreeing to pay somebody over the next decade?
I look, you know, I don't know what the finances are and what the teams really make. And, you know, you still have a pandemic that you're trying to come back from. But the owner is a multi-billionaire, Steve Cohen. I don't know how important it is for him to put out a great product there. It is New York. You're competing against the Yankees. I'm assuming you want to put out a high-quality product. But, you know, owners sometimes would rather put that money in their bank account and not have to spend that kind of money. Yeah, McLove.
Every time you hear this guy's name, Steve Cohen, people mention how much he's worth.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a tough situation. He's got a lot of pressure to win now.
Well, Steve Ballmer, same thing with the Clippers. All that money. But can't buy a title.
Well, the salary cap restricts people, though, to some extent. You know, Paul Allen owned the Seahawks. He couldn't buy it.
Yeah. But in baseball, you can try to buy a title. Question is, how much money? How important is it for him to win a championship? You know, World Series. And then it becomes ego. You know, it's billionaires versus billionaires, and who's going to spend more? And, you know, maybe spending that money on Francisco Lindor, he'll look at it as a wise investment. Yes, Todd.
But then you can't even sustain it. Like the Marlins, there are teams that have you go all in, you win a championship, then you don't hear from them for another number of years, then you win a championship, because then you can't afford them after you went all in for that 1 year.
And baseball has been on this five-year cycle. You'll see teams that try, they build up, and then they take their shot. The Cubs did this. The Marlins did it twice. And then they have to deconstruct. You know? There's certain teams that have to do that. We'll take a shot. We're building, building, building. We take a shot. Now we sell off. The Indians did that. The Indians had a lot of talent. And they had a tag sale. Yeah, Paul.
That plan can be frustrating, but if it works once, that's all the local fans want. You go back to 2011 when they blew up the Cubs.
Yeah.
They traded all those guys. They got the title in 2016. That's going to hold people for a generation in Chicago.
We talked a lot about the Baylor-Connecticut game from last night. That was the best game last night. It was the women's game, and Connecticut going into the Final Four. Controversial no call at the end of the game. I thought it was a foul. LeBron James, all the greats thought it was a foul. LeBron James, myself, Jay Billis. Fritzy and Seton didn't think it was a foul. Even when you saw replay, slow motion, still didn't think it was. Is it a foul or not worth calling the foul in that moment?
Right. To say that there's so much gray area in it that I understand not calling it, especially when you see where the officials were on the court. And then, I mean, you have a smaller player driving to the hoop against the two biggest players out there. And, yeah, there's certainly some contact, but they get a lot of ball. And it doesn't feel like I understand not blowing the whistle in that moment.
Yes, Tom.
In real time, swallow the whistle. I was okay with that. But then once you slow it down, like most calls, it looks like a horrifically egregious miss by the officials that she was, you know, just beaten up by, if not one, two players that were on top.
I don't know beaten up, but there was contact. Alex in Texas. Hey, Alex.
Yep. Patrick, first time, long time, 5'11", 230.
Yeah.
I'm from Waco area, and there's a lot of people upset about that no call. But like I told a lot of them, I'm actually a Notre Dame fan, so it really doesn't hurt me one way or another. But, you know, like I was telling them, you know, the whole game they play pretty rough, and so it's kind of hard for a ref to blow a penalty on that, you know, at the very end of the game when you've really been swallowing your whistle the whole game. So a lot of them were okay with it once the Baylor men went on and beat Arkansas. So after that game started, it kind of my Facebook and my messages started quieting down, and it was all about the Baylor men. So
all right, well, thank you, Alex. That perspective. Yeah, I thought it was a foul, but where the officials were on the floor, I think they were blocked out a little bit there. Coming up next hour, the great actor Bryan Cranston will join us. More of your phone calls as well. Seton Pauly, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show. Close out the second hour with M-Drive, everyday supplement that I start my day with. Age is undefeated. We know that, right? We face it, but that doesn't mean we can't feel younger. Don't let age beat you. M-Drive is packed with powerful ingredients. It's backed by science and helps keep me energized, stronger, leaner. And we have a lot to live for, right? You want to wake up. You want to be ready to go attack the day. So how did you feel this morning when you got up? Are you ready? You ready to try M-Drive? Go to mdrivedan.com. You get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Or you can get M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Energy, strength, drive. It works for me. It can work for you every single day. You can go online to order it at mdrivedan.com or once again at Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Vitamin Shop. Energy, strength, drive. Don't pass it up. Refind your prime with mDrive. Go to mdrivedan.com.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my six decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.